It is 12:34 in Beaver Dam. You are listening to Community Comment. Here's our host, Kevin Haugen.
Well, thank you very much, and good afternoon. Welcome into today's Community Comment. Again, I am your host, Kevin Haugen. It is my pleasure to welcome into our Daily Dodge TV studio this afternoon our guest here on Community Comment this afternoon, the police chief over in the city of Waupun, Jeremy Rosh. Chief, thank you so much for joining us here on Community Comment today.
Thanks for having me again, Kevin.
Yeah, and it's the first show of the 2025 calendar year here with the chief of police over there in the city of Waupun. So a brief moment we'll be talking about today is just kind of a look back into 2025. Also, we'll dive into some new taser energy weapons that are over at the Waupun Police Department. We have some, have an example here that we'll dive in. So if you're not watching on Daily Dodge TV, be sure to head over to our YouTube page and check us out over there if you can. Otherwise, you can always listen to on 95.3 WBEV. Also, we'll highlight a Citizens Academy geared towards the senior citizens there in the city of Waupun, and highlight that. That's getting underway here in just a couple of days in the city of Waupun. But before we dive into our conversation today, I want to remind our listeners and viewers that you can call into the show at 885-4446, or you can text 887 9595 if you have a question for our guest today on Community Comments. Waupun Police Chief Jeremy Rosh here on Community Comment today. But Chief, as I mentioned here, it's the first show of the 2025 calendar year. How was the winter break? We talked a little bit about that before coming on today, but just want to give you the opportunity to let the citizens of Waupun know, how was the winter break or the Christmas time at the police department there in Waupun?
Yeah, winter break is always great a little bit. You know, you get a few days off to catch your breath, but you know, leading into it, we always have our Christmas luncheon at the police department, which includes our awards banquet. Mm-hmm. So we had a number of staff receive some commendation and some department pins that they've earned from the last year. So we enjoy doing that and celebrating accomplishments.
Fantastic. And again, we're with Waupun Police Chief Jeremy Rosh here on Community Comment. Want to also spend a few minutes just giving a department update on where things are at. It was a busy 2024, a lot of changes with staffing and new leadership coming into the agency. But what are some of the important things that you want to highlight is happening here at the Waupun Police Department?
Yeah, you know, looking back at 2024, it was a pretty busy year for us, just with, like you said, the changes in leadership. So I was appointed chief in February, and Deputy Chief Sullivan took over his position, I believe, in March, and we had a couple patrol lieutenants that were promoted, and then also Patrol Lieutenant Bobby Williams shifted over to the investigative lieutenant position. So with that being said, there's a lot of backfill coming mm-hmm. up, and obviously hiring for patrol staff and such. But you know, we made it through that part, and now we're kind of finishing up with the hiring. We currently are going through our detective position hiring, which is the new position that the council approved in late November, and we do have a couple really talented people in that process right now, and we should be finishing up with that next week. We also have a patrol process going on, and we're interviewing for that starting next week. So excited to try and fill that last spot on paper. So
that'll be once that's filled, that'll be essentially the last, if I'm understanding correctly, the last vacancy then, or opening to be filled within the Waupun Police Department?
Yeah, last opening. You know, we also have the young officer that's going to be deployed on military service coming up this mm-hmm. summer. So we're going to lose him for possibly up to a year, and we also have another officer that was recently involved in a incident where he was making an arrest, and there was an injury that occurred because of that. So in law enforcement, all those things like that, you don't necessarily think of how those numbers can be, you know, they're kind of skewed, right?
Right, yeah.
You know, you might be full on paper, but you're always short somebody, it seems.
Yeah, that's a really interesting thing to point out, because I feel like a lot of times you see, we again talk about staffing so often on this program with, you know, fire chiefs, police chiefs, and just how at times difficult it is to fill things out. But it's great to hear that sounds like Waupun is close to getting every position filled that they have on paper. But again, that brings up things that happen, injuries on the job, and that's something that can certainly happen in this type of career field. Other responsibilities and duties you mentioned, like military service, that is something, another thing that a lot of people don't think of, that you know, there is that other tie-in that can pull people away. Other leaves of absences, and that can cause some struggles, I'm sure, with managing certain shifts and making sure you have enough people on board. But how much of a part of your job is balancing that out and making sure that you have enough people on call that can respond if needed?
Yeah, you know, and the first thing you want to do is hire the right people, and, you know, we try and get it right. There is definitely a balance, and sometimes we might not be able to fill a patrol overtime spot, and we might utilize our patrol lieutenant to work that spot, just so that the burnout doesn't take, you know, into effect. So I think that's a big thing. You know, even departments our size, we kind of juggle. Do we, you know, maybe start looking at part-time staff to see if they can, you know, fill in maybe some of those vacancies, but. It's a difficult thing because they might not necessarily be working a certain amount of hours each week or each month, and it might be just sporadic. So it is tough, but I think we have a good crew that kind of works together, and we're able to fill those vacancies. Overtime spots.
Yeah, and maybe one more question before we move on to talking about tasers and all those exciting topics. But obviously, you mentioned you were named as the chief of police in February. So really, you know, you get closing in on a full year here in that role in the city of Waupun. Looking back at 2024, how did you fit into that role? Do you feel like, what did you learn coming in as the chief of police, and things that you could take away now moving forward in your leadership role in the next couple of years here down the road?
Yeah, you know, when I came in, I talked about people, right? Mm-hmm. We talked about people a lot, and I need the people, you know, to support me.
Yep.
I also need people to work for me and our department and our community. So number one, it is about people in our profession, whether it's we're serving them or the employees that I have. So one thing that I personally don't like to do is I don't want to become comfortable. I think when you become comfortable in a leadership position, then you become stagnant, and maybe that's when failure, you know, comes. So always thinking about new ideas, always thinking about the staff that work for me. How can we support them? What's the new technology? What's the new piece of equipment that we can get that maybe can assist them with their job? Because ultimately, that's what they want. They want tools to be to have that they can do their jobs effectively. And in today's age with tech, it's ever changing in everybody's profession.
Yeah. With Waupun Police Chief Jeremy Rosh here on today's Community Comments. Again, if you want to call in, the phone number is 885-4446, or you can text any questions you have to 887-9595. You know, you spoke of tech and how much things can change year over year. And with us today, you brought an example of some new developments and changes for those, again, watching on the stream online on Daily Dodge TV. The chief brought with him I don't know what the right verbiage is, like the new piece of taser. How would you call that, chief?
This is a Taser 10, and just for everybody's knowledge, there's no battery in it, so I can't, you know,
accidentally
turn it on and get Kevin over here. This is a training cartridge. There's no live, you know, taser probe in it. This is a training probe that would go in the training cartridge. So, yeah, it's a Taser 10.
Taser 10, and I think you mentioned that it's something that your department just recently got their hands on, has been able to, it went through some training. Is that, what's the last couple of weeks that look like?
So, yeah, we're testing this piece of equipment. We have it We basically borrowed it from Taser or Axon, their parent company. Recently, I believe it was in November, we had some reps come up from different parts of the country and did a demo for us and our staff. And we learned a lot about Taser 10, and we learned how much more, I think, efficient and effective it would be compared to the older devices.
Yeah, and maybe this is a good opportunity. I don't mean to cut you off, Chief, but talking specifically just about how more efficient this new model is versus what was been used in the past and what was available to officers years ago versus now, how easier this will be for them to utilize this out in the field.
Right. Is there a way we can put that image up on the
screen? Absolutely. Yeah, we again, for those watching on Daily Dodge TV, we have opportunity or a visual aid to help us with this dialogue. So again, head there if you're listening on 95.3.
Helps me cheat a little bit too. But I do want people to know that a Taser is not a stun gun. So it's basically an energy weapon, and what it is used for, it's a non-lethal tool used to stop the threat of, you know, generally a person that is actively resisting law enforcement. So at Waupun Police Department, we've had it for about 20 years now. I was kind of thinking about this on the way down here. I'm like, that's a long time. And there's been a bunch of different models, you know, throughout the years. And what does Taser really, really do? It incapacitates the neuromuscular system. So you can look up on the screen if you got that availability, but we started out, you know, back in the day with Taser X26s, and they had a newer model of that Taser X26 in between there and the Taser X2. But the Taser X26s, it basically had one cartridge. So inside that one cartridge was two prongs that were would shoot out, and once you pulled the trigger, they would shoot out. They're connected by lines, and those two probes would spread as you shot them. It would spread about 1 foot per every 7 feet. So those units, those cartridges, would shoot out to 21 to 25 feet. So if you can think about 21 to 25 feet and a 3 to 3.5 foot spread in there, that's quite the distance, especially if somebody is all of a sudden they turn and ran from you after having a, you know, some type of violent encounter with you or whatnot. So a lot of times those could be ineffective deployments. Not just because of the spread, but also because of clothing and such. So if you didn't have that effective deployment, you had to change the cartridge out and reload. And if you still had a threat, you could re-engage and utilize it again. So that was kind of a downfall with that model, but that was the start of that model. That's what I started with.
And Chief, I don't mean to cut you off again either, but I was curious, how long did it take with that Taser X26 model to switch out a cartridge? Say if you fired and you didn't make a connect hit with a fleeing suspect, how long would it take for an officer to switch those cartridges?
Maybe a second.
Okay.
You know, we used to, you know, train that, and some of the cartridges were on the bottom of the handle. There was a little extender. Otherwise, when I first started, we had another cartridge like in a holster style pouch.
Okay.
And then we would pull that out.
And quick and easy access, right, to be able to swap it.
Quick and easy access. So, yeah, great question.
All right. Well, and so now it seems like the newer models, that's a issue. A second doesn't, again, you hear a second and it doesn't sound like a long time, but
right.
A second is enough to either have to look down and see what you're doing and potentially lose sight of the person you're chasing. So if there's a way to not have that be a concern for law enforcement,
right,
which is what it sounds like this Taser 10 is getting rid of, I'm sure that will only help what officers and police are able to do out in the field.
Yeah, the cool thing about Taser 10 is, you know, there's 10 probes within the cartridge, and the cartridge is refillable. So if you utilize a probe, you can get a replacement probe by Taser for free. These are accurate up to 45 feet. So now on one of these, when I pull the trigger on a Taser 10, it will shoot out one probe. So One probe connects. Now I have to shoot another probe so I can make that current connection with the suspect. So if I miss on the second one, or if it doesn't make a connection to somebody's skin, it gets stuck in their coat or, you know, whatever, I can shoot another one and make that connection to see that neuromuscular dysfunction, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, or incapacitation. So it just becomes much more, in my opinion, accurate, functional, and efficient.
Yeah, and with these newer models, have you had? You said that you had some opportunities to train with them, and so have you had a chance? I'm assuming you didn't have a chance yet to actually utilize one out in the field yet, but have you had a chance to notice the differences just in practice with using an older style energy weapon versus something like this Taser 10, and how easier it is to use for law enforcement?
Yeah, we definitely had a chance. We got to shoot a number of these probes out of the Taser 10, and what I will say is it operates similar to like a firearm. So if you pull a trigger on a firearm, the one singular bullet comes out on a semi-automatic, and it's the same in my opinion feeling of that. So obviously if you deploy one probe, you have to do a point shoot to make another deployment.
Sure.
And you're gonna want a, you know, like a foot or two apart, just so it can get that distance in taser connections is more important. So if it's a little bit further away, you're getting more current to go through. But it is at a low level current, so people always wonder, like, is electricity and the taser, is it harmful to people? Yeah. You know, and generally it's not. Even people with pacemakers, obviously we wouldn't want to deploy one on somebody's pacemaker, but remember, pacemakers are, I believe they're made to even, you know, survive through AED, shocks.
Yeah.
So this is much less than an AED shock, and it's much different as well.
Yeah, and you, so I asked before we came on today, and Chief, you've been, gone through the experience of getting tased yourself, so you know firsthand how impactful something like this can be. Maybe just spend a moment also just talking about how important it is to have a tool like this available for police, a non-violent option to incapacitate a suspect, and you know, being able to use something like this and how important that is for law enforcement.
Yeah, hugely important. So back in my early career, we did not have tasers. So what non-lethal tools did we have? We had pepper spray, which I've utilized, but I have not in probably the last 22 years, right? Mm-hmm. And we had batons, and you know, the videos of somebody being struck with a baton is not very appealing to the public. So, you know, we simple deployment of a taser in a more controlled setting, or it can be more controlled than something like a baton strike or even pepper spray, because pepper spray can affect a lot more people than just that one suspect or subject.
Yeah, and it's funny, I've heard, I have not experienced personally either a pepper spray or a taser weapon, so I cannot speak from experience on this, but just from interviews and people that I have spoken to who have been, they would tell you very, I don't know if something that you've heard as well, but they would rather get shot with a taser than get sprayed with pepper spray, just because of how long the effects tend to last sometimes.
Yeah, and I might be the other way. I don't know.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
So in the academy, we had to be pepper sprayed, and I was pepper sprayed, and it was on a hot day. And
yeah.
I mean, the bad thing about pepper spray is you go home, you take a shower, and you're reinfected with the chemical agent. So you basically get it a couple times.
Yep.
Now, for me, when I got tased, so we had a training years ago, and I had to work night shift after that. And so you come in at 7 o'clock at night, we do our training, we get tased, and then I work another 8-hour shift after that. I was extremely tired that whole shift. It felt like I ran a marathon, and I'm not a runner. So it really, because it does affect your muscles,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
You can't do anything when a taser is deployed on you. It affects that muscular ability to do anything, and I just felt extremely tired and worn out. But I understand the other people with the pepper spray, so, too.
Bottom line is, if a police officer is telling you to stop, you wouldn't want to get shot with a taser or get sprayed with pepper spray if you can avoid it. It sounds like either option is not ideal. So it's always important to listen to law enforcement if they are giving you orders to stop. And Chief, you mentioned that this is kind of you got these products in and on a trial basis. Is this something that, like, in a couple months you give feedback and start incorporating this down the road? What's the next couple of months look like with this device?
Right. So we had our demo. Now we got the trial unit for 90 days. We do have some taser training coming up at the PD, I think next month. So our instructor, Lieutenant Williams, will utilize this new taser, and people will be able to test it out on our taser shooting. Mm-hmm. We have kind of like a mat platform that they can shoot it on, and get the feedback. And then ultimately, it's a budgetary type item. So normally in the past, we could get a Taser X2 for like $1,800. These are a little bit more expensive. So I don't think it's going to be possible that every officer has their own, but it's likely that we're going to be sharing at some point. So, we want to test everything, mm-hmm. and then report back to council, around budget time of what we learned and the effectiveness of this device and how good it may or may not work.
Great. I feel like I spent way too much. This types of things fascinate me. So I feel like I spent way too much time asking questions and diving into this topic here with tasers. And we're only got a few minutes left here in today's community comment, but we want to spend that time also highlighting another program that's getting underway here in a couple days. And that is the Senior Citizen Academy. So Chief, what do the people of Waupun need to know about this program?
It's a program that we love. I think every officer and non-officer that's involved in this program enjoys it. Senior Citizen Police Academy, it starts on Tuesday this next week, 21st. We've been doing it. I think we started it before COVID, and it was a hit. It was a huge hit with the seniors in the Waupun area. So, some of the things that we cover are, we do an overview of the police department, talk about equipment, staffing and such. School safety, so our school resource officer will come in and talk about things that are going on in the schools, evidence and crime scene investigations, and even taser. We got taser up there too, so we're going to allow the seniors to likely shoot the practice rounds this year and training rounds and see what they think. So that'll be another good area that we can get feedback to for the community and the council. Our canine always comes in, and we usually do a little drug search and some bite work. And so Officer Halverson and Jet, and then Lieutenant Kreitzman usually takes the bite because he's got a lot of training in that. He was a canine handler in the past. And then we also have EMS come in. So the Waupun EMR Fire Department comes in, and they do a heck of a presentation. Bobby and Lance have a really good kind of personality that they can go back and forth, and the seniors love giving them a hard time as well. So it's always enjoyable. And then fire department is coming, and they do a little fire safety, and the mayor will also be there that day. So the last thing, we're going to change it up a little bit this year too, is not just the graduation, but we're going to talk about advanced law enforcement rapid response. So more, Lieutenant Brzezinski is certified in training this, so we're going to start pushing out some more of these trainings for local businesses and such, and he wants to start here, get the feet wet here and talk about, it's basically run, hide, fight, and what to do in an active threat situation. And I think it's going to be a positive program, and excited for it. But the seniors, they're always excited, and they ask great questions. So if you haven't signed up yet, if you've never been, even if you have been, please go down to either see Rachel and the group down at the community center located at 520 McKinley Street in Waupun, or give them a call at 324-7930. They can get you signed up. I think currently have 22 signed up already as of yesterday. But I also, one of the reasons I wanted to do this initially is because if you ever do a talk with community members, and let's say it's the Kiwanis Club or the Lions Club. A lot of the people in those clubs are, you know, typically a little bit older. And I usually ask, you know, by a raise of hands, who's called the police in their life. And I think I've talked about this in the past on here. And you typically get 15 to 20%. And these people have paid taxes for our services their whole lives. So what a better thing. You know, I don't think there's anything better we could do than give back to them and thank them and show them what we're doing to serve them.
Fantastic. Now, registration is required. Is there a deadline? Obviously, we know that the class starts, program starts next Tuesday. Is there a deadline that people need to be aware about before?
I'd probably say Tuesday morning. You know, Rachel's pretty good with that. So, you know, Tuesday morning. You know, we got, like I said, we got 22 people signed up already. You know, I think we could probably, I'd be open to 40, 50, 60 if we can get there, you know.
Fantastic. Again, people can head down to, it's at the Waupun Community Center, this Senior Citizens Police Academy, Tuesdays at 12:30 p.m. You can, again, call 920-324-79. I believe that's a 30. My eyes are not great. I'm hoping I'm reading that right. So I'm getting the thumbs up for more information if you're interested in being part of this program. But we are just about out of time here today on Community Comment. Want to thank our guests here for joining us on the program this afternoon, Waupun Police Chief Jeremy Rosh. Chief, thank you so much for stopping in today.
Thanks again, Kevin, and letting me come down and kind of share our story.
Absolutely, absolutely. It's always great to hear from the Chief of Police in Waupun, and that will do it for today's Community Comment.
The excitement.
Oh, he stones Brodzinski with a glove save!